Evening. I'm
lawmakers in India.
Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Nashville's industrial East Bank is in the midst of a long-term transformation. One of the biggest changes to the area will be a new Tennessee Performing Arts Center. And WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports that we now know what that will look like.
In a few years, when you look down Lower Broadway toward the river, you'll see sweeping waves of metal encasing the new TPAC. It's designed by Bjarke Ingels.
We try to see if this kind of canopy that becomes the invitation wrapping around the building could be a sort of almost like an architectural manifestation of music and performance.
This will certainly be a shift from TPAC's current downtown look. And on the inside, there are changes too. There will be 4 venues instead of 3, adding a new cabaret space for intimate performances.
I feel like we have been talking about new TPAC even before TPAC was talking about new TPAC for the longest time. We are ready.
Megan Murphy Chambers, a performer with Nashville Rep, says one of her biggest hopes for the new space is better parking options.
We have all been there. I'm sure you have been there. I know plenty of folks who prefer not to go downtown, period. And I totally get it.
But there's not yet a huge fix. The new TPAC will have a small 170-space parking garage, which isn't exactly accommodating to performances with 2,000-plus audience members. TPAC is counting on the overall East Bank redevelopment to include enough parking. Construction on the new facility is expected to start in early 2027. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
National Nurses United will protest an HCA gala in Nashville this weekend, decrying the healthcare giant's use of AI technology from Palantir. The Nurses Union says it's concerned about patient data security and AI-powered staffing cuts. Nurses and other Nashville labor unions will be outside HCA's gala Saturday at the Frist Art Museum, handing out informational flyers and urging the company to, quote, purge Palantir from its systems. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.